But would you now?
I'll still do anything.
No chance.
I didn't know you ate that one.
You ate it, so what about?
Don't put me there.
Don't
put me, no.
You did.
Anyway, take it over, my brother.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to our second episode of Culture and Caves with AK and Drees, where real talk meets real culture.
And today we're asking what happened to us from tradition to confusion. How did alcohol, colonization, and religion shift African culture?
And it's not about blame. It's about whether you grew up with Umgomboti or never even heard about Angelele Shrine. And this is for you.
So let's dive in, starting with, what even is African culture, bro?
Oh, man. Gotta start with that one,
Start with that one.
I think it's a good move, bro. It's a good move, bro. African culture, bro. I don't think there's a thing called African culture because there's so many cultures in Africa. There's over 3,000 cultures in Africa. There's over 2,000 languages. So I feel like it's very unique. It's very broad, you know.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, let's say, for example, our culture is totally different to Yoruba or culture from Congo. You know, it's all unique. We all got like our unique ways of, you know, living our culture or for who we are. But at the end of the day, we are all African people that are unique. So what is culture, African culture? So I feel like from my perspective, it's about how we grew up, how our people are still continuing our traditions, you know, how they, because like there's like, you know, ancestors.
C-word.
It's a hard word. Mm. It's a hard word. Yeah. But you ancestors. Know what ancestors. Yeah. So obviously there's some parts of our people that are still practicing spirituality, African spirituality, you know, with the connection with the ancestors and stuff. So I feel like it's very broad. For example, us, our culture is when we grew up, like when we were speaking to an elder, we had to kneel.
Keyword. Let's speak about our culture, bro. Let's let him know.
Okay, our culture. You want to talk about ours, eh?
Continue where you left off.
So, like, you remember when we were growing up and, like, let's say our grandfather would, would come to us and, you know, ask for, let's say, like, won't even come to us. He would, like, call our names and say, oh, can you get me this? And when we got to him, we had to kneel, whether you're a boy or a girl. Every, like, you know,
you
if you're a kid,
to get something,
you had to kneel. That was us. That's what that was part of our culture. And when also you're talking to an elder, you don't call them by their names, you know, you had to, like, you know, be respectful. So I think, like, our culture has got so much value with the elders. Elders were, like, always seen at the top, like, you know, you always had respect, whether you're kneeling or whether
they kind of help you with personal development.
Man. So I think, like, you know, from my perspective, I think that's, like, you know, what our culture is in general, and, like, how our people connected with their ancestors, and obviously how they worship their ancestors. Not that, like, we do it, but, like, obviously we're Christian now. It doesn't mean we're kind of running away from Christianity. We're just trying to learn who we are, you know, where we come from. I don't know, like, you know, about us, Ubuntu. I don't know from what it is from you, from your perspective. What's culture? What's African culture?
As if you've already mentioned now, traditions.
Yeah.
For me, it's traditions. How you're brought up, that's part of your culture, I feel like. What else? The ancestors, right? Which most of us want to dig deep into, knowing the ancestry world, knowing where you come from, you know, knowing your grand, whatever parents, right? Some of us don't, you know, which is a sign of kind of trying to separate yourself from the culture, you know, in a way. So for me, it's the traditions, the food. That's your culture, the food. Sadza.
Nyama
veg.
Nenyama.
Sadza nenyama. You know, that's part of culture. You know, that's us. You mentioned anything about Zims, you know, South African people. No, we've got sadza. We're bringing that to the table. We've got dance moves.
That's tradition. Angelele.
Angelele?
Yeah.
Not as much, no. No.
So Angelele is like kind of like a sacred place. It's in Matopo Hills in in Zimbabwe, right? Mm. It's like a place where it's very sacred. I remember, like, when we were young, did you ever, like, hear about, like, you know, there was a time between August and September where, like, a few elders or even some priests were, like, kind of going, like, they were going on a journey to Njelele.
Mm.
But at that time, I was hearing, like, oh, they're going to ask for rain, they're going to Belizulu, Nanan, and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, obviously, I didn't really understand. Like, are they going to ask for rain? What does that mean? Because rain is going to rain anyway.
Yeah.
But funny enough, like, you know, it rained at that time when they went to ask for rain and blessings. It would rain, you know, the land would be fertile because they were praying for fertile land
and
as well.
And that's powerful, you know.
Powerful.
That's powerful.
Because even now, I think they still do it, but not as they used to do it before. Yeah. Yeah. But like, obviously, to be honest, like, I would love to know a little bit more about it. Not to go there because it's like a sacred place. You have to be very, like a clean person, like very cleansed to go there. Not anyone can just go there. It's like people that are very, like, connected, like, you know, with the community, with the villages, and obviously with the culture. So I don't know, man, like, I think that is who we are, those things, like, you know, we need to know about those things, about Njelele, about how our people lived before the colonization, and, you know, I think that's our culture, that's what culture is to
on
us.
On that, what do you think happened? How did the colonization begin? What do you think they did?
So when colonization happened, they actually brought in alcohol.
Mm.
And do you know why they brought alcohol?
It was to colonize the people there, no?
It was like kind of to manipulate our people. So, like, because obviously it was easier for them to manipulate a drunk man, right? So obviously the Europeans, the colonizers, when they came, they already had a strategy, and they knew the power they had with alcohol. That
and this was for Zims?
Not just Zims, Africans, just Africans in general. So because when the colonizers came, they just didn't colonize Zim, they colonized a lot of African countries. Yeah. So when they came with alcohol, it was a strategy to, like you say, to manipulate, to control, to bribe, because it was easy to bribe all these chiefs and leaders of the village with alcohol. And at the same time, they were also buying slaves and land, you know, with alcohol, and all those things, they kind of disrupted our values. They disrupted our culture, because even to this day, we're still suffering from the colonization and how the alcohol was brought in. Because look at us now, man, like, a lot of people, they consume alcohol a lot. Because remember when we were young, there was umkomboti. Have you ever heard of umkomboti?
Oh, yeah. The alcohol. It's some type of beer, right? It doesn't really get you drunk. It's 3%.
It's like 3%. So it's like sorghum. Mm. They use sorghum and maize. Mm. So only women, I remember when we were growing up, we were taught that only women were allowed to make umkomboti. They would do it like for days. So it wasn't just happening on any day. So usually, let's say, like, when someone dies, and then maybe like a year later, there's like a ceremony or there's like a wedding. They would make umkomboti, but not just for anyone, but for elders. And they were just drinking it on important days, not for socials. You know, because now alcohol is like for socials. People will drink alcohol for socials. Mm. But when back then, it wasn't even to get drunk. It was for important days. And even, like, you know, to go back to our first segment, when we talk about what is African culture, and I mentioned the Njelele, right?
Mm.
Njelele, like, was so sacred, like, to a point where if you even had alcohol, you can't even go there even now, because you have to be a very clean person without alcohol in your system and stuff, because it's a very spiritual place, a very respected place. But, like, the use of alcohol and the colonizers actually destroyed our culture, about who we are. I don't know, like, maybe when you view it in a different way, but, like according to research that we've been doing, it's like, you know, that's how alcohol was brought in as a tool. And, like, to this day, our people are suffering from the use of alcohol, because now a lot of families are broken, you know, because of the use of alcohol. There's so many violence as well.
It's like a disease, man. Alcohol is like a disease. It's It's either you learn to fight that disease or you just let the disease take over, you know. Yeah. So it's one of them. Alcohol is very, it's a very, very strong thing. And, you know, sometimes one glass leads to five glass. And can you imagine if we're talking about culture here, and as I've spoke to a Nigerian or whatever, right? Usually I got Nigerian friends. So when we're talking about alcohol, they say, and if you mention, like, for example, I went up to him. I said, damn, bro, you're drinking a lot. You must have a strong liver. He said, nah, not like the Zims. You know? And I was like, what?
Yeah, the Zims.
What do you mean by that? He said, Zim people? That's it, gone. He said, Zim people drink like it's their last day.
Bro.
You know? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, as we look into it, we're colonized that way. Alcohol, and
like now it's kind of glorified, you know.
It's very,
you feel like one of them guys that like drink too much, everyone is like, oh,
everyone knows that guy, bro.
Yeah. And the like it's kind of celebrated, but like if we look at the root of like alcohol, how it actually destroyed our culture and our people back then, like we would like, you would think maybe we would think twice about it, but unfortunately it's a little bit late now, you know. But then like, it's just, it is what it is, man. But I think it's very important for us to kind of learn these things. Again, we are not saying anyone should stop drinking or stop going to parties or whatever, right? What we are trying to do is we're also learning and also trying to teach people and tell people that like alcohol, especially in Africa, wasn't brought for a positive thing. It was actually brought to disrupt Africa, to destroy our culture, and also to destroy families. Because if you look now, there's so many African families destroyed because of the use of alcohol, and this alcohol was brought in by, you know, obviously the colonizers, and they had a tool. And if you look now, we are still suffering from the colonial era. Like now our people, like they're still bleeding those things, that to a point where we can't even rebuild our African culture, our African heritage, you know, because now we're too westernized. So I don't know, sometimes I feel angry with these colonization things that happened, because obviously it didn't really leave a good mark. It didn't really leave anything positive. It destroyed our people. It destroyed Africa as a continent. It destroyed the culture of our people. Like now people don't even know what our culture is because it's been diluted with the westernized. So it makes me
with what you know,
in
terms of culture, right?
Yeah.
So far,
yeah.
With, you know, throughout your life, do you think now, are we evolving culture or are we just remixing it?
I think like now we're going back to the first episode, you know, because you asked me the same question. And at that time, like, I think like now, it's kind of like still like a mixed match, because I feel like some young people are starting to learn about the African culture, are starting to want, like wanting to know where they come from. But as there's other people that are like just not really bothered, right? So I don't think like we're evolving. I think we're just like kind of remixing it, you know, because like now we're trying to mix it with the Western ways and, you know, our culture. So it's like, it's kind of difficult to say it's evolving, because like what is it that we're doing about our culture that's like, you know, like we're still doing to like represent our culture.
But do you think social media is you know, doing something to improve our culture, or just they're killing it?
I think social media, to an extent, it is actually doing it, because that's where we are starting to see these cultures, like, you know, these cultural practices sometimes, because I don't think before social media we were able to learn some of these things, because sometimes you see some people from Ghana or Rwanda posting these videos on TikTok, or like, you know, celebrating their culture, like doing things their cultural way. So I think to a point, social media, it is kind of, I mean, obviously social media has got the negative side, and I feel like everything's got the negative side, but I think social media is actually teaching us like about our African heritage, about who we are, about Ubuntu. Because sometimes like we never really knew about Ubuntu, but when you go on TikTok or Instagram, you see someone talking about Ubuntu.
Yeah.
So I think social media is actually doing an okay job when it comes to people knowing about our culture.
Yeah, I think social media, it plays a very important role when it comes to different cultures, because we get to know and respect other people's religion, culture, by what we see on social media, right? Because if I looked at a regular person, black person, right, and we had a conversation, not a conversation of me asking their names, where they're from, but a normal conversation, I would know where he's from, the name, what their culture is like.
Yeah.
But because social media is very important to, you know, to you are able to ask somebody, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
There. Well, oh, what's your culture like? Give you, they show you a video and you get to understand that way because the power of social media. But everything is a pros and cons, yeah, right? So you get the negative, you get the positive, which we might see how that culture operates. Yeah. And then how that culture operates. We might look at that one and say, ew, disgusting. And then we look at this one and be like, why is that? What's going on? Right? But that looks beautiful, whatever. But it's like, don't judge it. You know, respect it. That because them people, they've grew up respecting who they are, how they come up, their ancestors. That same with the other culture, right?
Yeah.
That's the negatives, where you got people that judge and make fun of people's cultures, right? Which there's no respect. But if we're looking at the positives, and the positives goes with how positive, how good and positive social media is in terms of trying to help rebuild the culture, right? So it's one of those. That's about it for me.
Yeah. I want to ask you something, right? What's one thing you grew up we grew up doing that, like, when you look at it now, you think, oh man, that's just outdated. That just looks a bit taboo.
Like, as when you say taboo, as in like weird spiritually.
Yeah, like just not just like spirit, but just in general, when you look at it, you're like, ah man, what's going on? Like, this thing is just outdated, out of fashion.
Dated out of fashion. That's okay. Mine doesn't have that, but I'd say because we've came to the Western world now, right? They do things differently in terms of like killing animals, butchering. I believe people from Africa, we have a different ways of killing animals, whether like, it's, you know, it's a culture way where like haram meat, they kill it differently. They pray usually, or it's an offering, right? So we used to kill chickens, not just chickens, cows. Yes. Don't just say we had chickens because I know, but obviously we had animals, but I remember the way we were killing chickens, you know, and I'd say now that when I look back, right, I can look and say, that was a bit, a bit skimmish, you know, a little bit weird, like, what are we doing, you know, like, because the way we were killing it was just grab the chicken, slice it. Let's just retract here. You don't just grab the chicken. First, you chase the chicken. Right.
I remember chasing the chicken.
And we were set to chase the chicken like dogs, especially kids. Hey, Lena, knew it. Yeah. You means you. You guys,
you means you.
Kids.
That means you.
Yeah, chase the chicken. We're killing a chicken today. And the thing is, it's funny how we're getting this chicken, right?
Yeah.
The only day you can eat a chicken is through a special
occasion. Yeah, man.
Special
like
occasions.
On Christmas.
How greedy.
And you're only getting it one piece, bro.
You know, you know, you get the chicken on that day, and the next day after that, forget it.
And you know, the other thing like that I want to add on that one was like, you know, when it came to like, you know, dishing the food, the elders, bro, they were getting the biggest piece, bro. And like us kids, you're getting like the smallest piece you've ever seen, man. And you're thinking, bro, it's been weeks, man. Let me have this one. But I think for me, right, some of the things that I see them like kind of, well, not, they're not outdated, but I still think about like, you know, them, right? But like sometimes I think about, you know, the things that we used to do, right? Was like, maybe there was a time, I think it was like a season of like whatever, right?
Oh yeah.
And we walk for hours, bro. Just to get at my cloud club, you know, just to get my cloud club, right? I don't know the translation of my cloud club, but we're gonna try it.
I say I'm gone from a tree.
Gone from a tree, yeah. Right? But like now, like bro, honestly, I hate cloud club now. I just don't wanna see it or eat it, bro. But when I was young, bro, I used to love that thing. Now I'm like, I'm not eating.
Yeah, because
now,
you know, when you think about it, you think about the when you chew it,
bro,
and it becomes very slimy, right?
Yeah, bro.
And it's like you're chewing, and you know, it was all, I don't know how we normalized it, right? Where someone is chewing the gum, you're chewing it, you're chewing the gum as well. But then when you're talking, all you is. This is the sound. That's why the name came. Because you're doing. You know, it was crazy.
And like another thing, bro, is like eating. What is it like? Inyeza. Bro, like this thing. You remember Inyeza?
Yeah.
That insect. I was like, at
that one. I didn't know you ate that one.
You ate it as well. What about?
Don't put me there.
You did.
Don't put me, no.
You did.
I'm not in the category there.
And Mopane worms.
Yes.
I'm not eating that. I'm sorry, but like, you can say. I can be happy to lose my culture,
any
right?
Day.
But I'm not eating that again.
Any
never.
What are you which ones are you talking about?
I'm a twin.
Any day.
No chance.
Any day.
The one with
them. I used to go look for them. When the rain came, I was very thankful.
You used to, but would you now?
I will still do it any day.
No chance. So you to know, me, that I think.
Because I know how they prepped. If they prep right, then it's good to go. Good to eat. Yeah. Because I used to go there. You know, we used to do like a little hunting thing. Yeah. We caught bags. We just catch them off leaves. Squeeze them when we get home and all that, all that whatever liquid they've got in there. I don't want to say the word in it. Just squeeze it out, clean it. After that, season it. Put on a pan. Best thing you ever had in your life. Come to Zima, I'll show you.
Weird, bro.
Okay, you're becoming like them.
I'd rather become them.
See your life.
You say you never ate Inyeza.
Inyeza, I don't think
you
so.
You did, bro.
How do you know?
Because I was there, bro.
See, guy.
Nah. You was there.
Whoever fed me that is dark. because I did not agree.
What do you mean is that? Because you used to go look for it as well. Yeah.
How?
And you used to check out the... What is it? What's the wings thing?
Listen. I don't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They were like white, innit? They were white though, like in years ago, they were white. Yeah.
But then if you go, you're like, there's that white thing, bro.
You're losing me at the same time. You're like, I'm thinking I'm remembering what you're talking about, but at the same time, it's like, which one?
Bro, like.
Because there were them small ones you used to like catch. But you have to have I can't remember. Like you have to have a bag so that they don't escape because they can escape.
Inshallah,
as well. You can chew that, bro. You're gonna have to add some dishes, bro. Just stay, bro. I'm telling you, nice.
Bro. Now, for me, like again, those are the things that were normal. They're still normal, right? But I think for me, it just looks.
No, looking back at it now, it's like ugh.
It's like. Because obviously we're like in a Western world, right? It's like no chance.
They did tell me when I come here I'll be expecting to eat a lot of chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice.
You know, it's very rare that most of us that are coming from Zim know how to cook sad properly.
Do you know how to cook sad? Do you know how to cook sad?
Bro, if I tell you that one, you know, if
do
I tell you
know
true,
how to cook sadza,
so that's cool. Missing the way, like, but
yeah, once
we man, I'm tell you what you gonna mean. I'm quite in so peggy strat, but don't do English now. And I'm telling you to go in your quanisa because I must know by law. So, yeah, do you know how to cook sadza?
Yeah. He's lying, dead ass lying.
I do know.
But okay now, right? What's like, you know, the habits that you feel like, you know, we should kind of hang on to?
Habits.
Yeah.
I think learning to, you know, not think about tomorrow.
Okay, that's what they have. Yeah.
No, because
we didn't think about that, bro. We had no goals, bro. You just had to survive.
Me, bro, I used to wake up, my homies on the street already. What? Ready for WWE.
No shower, nothing.
No, nothing. Just ready, for the street. Ready to go, bro.
Barefoot.
You're taking it there now. You're taking it there. No.
Barefoot.
No. I mean, there was no shower, you know, for maybe a day or two. But you remember those times?
No,
I don't remember those times.
You want to hold on to those things, yeah? No shower, nothing.
No, not those things. But look, I remember, being stress-free.
Yeah.
Stress-free was very calming, bro. You enjoy the world a little bit more.
But that's got nothing to do with culture, though.
But that's got nothing to do with culture. But you said...
What are the things that, like, you know, you wish you can, like, kind of hold on to related to culture?
Is it a culture?
Yeah.
You know what? Learning how we dress.
Okay.
In our culture.
Let me tell you, yeah. Like, I'm gonna agree with this one, bro. I feel like this one should be like a norm for every culture, not just like the African culture, right?
I see it.
Respecting elders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
It's a culture thing.
But if you look at it now, like, kids don't even respect the elders. Oh, they can call their parents by name.
Four is low. But I think somewhere around six.
Yeah.
And obviously, British kid there. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm on the street walking, bro. Yeah. And the parent is calling the kid to come in the house because it's getting a bit dark outside. It's too late. Kid goes, F off. You know, literally,
you try to do that in an African house.
And I was thinking, I'm walking on the street, but suddenly my music and my headphones stopped, bro. After the kid just said, F off, I stopped and I looked at the kid. I was like, you little privileged little.
Hey, Charlie.
You know that one, but let's just say, bro, I was thinking, at home, I never got to do that, man.
No.
You don't get to do that.
Not even till this day, bro.
Even if your mum is swearing or your dad is swearing at you, you can't swear.
You just pretend you didn't hear it.
You have to pretend you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But you see, one time, mum was swearing with me. Yeah. She was swearing... Like, obviously in a jokey way at me, but obviously she was joking around, swearing around, you know what I mean? But then, because I'm getting too comfy thinking, is my mom saying it, you know what I'm saying? We're in a cool moment, man, because I, you know, me and mom, I was like, yo, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Cool, but it's a respect, you know, it's a jokey thing that me and mom do, right? So, this time in particular, she was doing a little bit of swearing. I wanted to swear as well, but then I remembered, hey, Chai, if I do an extreme here, if I go get too comfortable, my head get take off. So I didn't swear, bro. But yeah,
man.
These English kids, crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, bro. And I feel like the other thing is all right. I feel like we should keep it in our culture, not saying that I'm going to do it, right? But nearly when you're speaking to an adult, right? I'm not a kid no more, right? I'm a middle-aged
man. You're a man.
I'm becoming
this man. You're that guy.
But I feel like, you know, obviously here, like in the Western world, it's a bit taboo. You're seen as like, you kind of, it's just like a barbaric or whatever, right?
Okay.
But it is what it is.
But
bro,
do you feel like we've traded culture for aesthetic?
Yeah, I feel like that, bro. Like, especially when it comes to like the African attire. Like now we're just doing it for fashion, you know. We're not really doing it because, like, obviously, if you look at the, you know, back in the days when they were doing like all these African attire, right? Usually, it was done during like, you know, the special occasion where it's like maybe a wedding. It's like the husband and the bride or whatever. They're wearing the same African attire, but like now I just feel like we're just doing it for socials and stuff. I don't know, man. I just feel like
you think we're doing it, or do you think social media is doing something that, you know,
No, I think it's social media now, because everyone is seeing it, you know, everyone's seeing it.
Social media makes it an aesthetic thing, you know, with these Instagram accounts online. Nowadays, I believe everything nowadays is about followers.
Yeah, man.
And if you can post something that's eye-catching, even though you might care about it or you don't care about it, people just need likes.
Yeah, followers, like, they're not really doing it for the culture. It's not really...
So, yeah, it could be someone from maybe America. Doesn't know much about African culture, doesn't know about, you know, much about our culture, right? But then if they've got a social media account, Twitter, Instagram, they can post pictures, videos, right? But does it mean they were doing it in a positive way or just thought, you know what? Aesthetics.
So, yeah, I think it's just like aesthetics now. I think everyone is just like trying to get clout, just trying to get the followers and stuff. So
you've seen our traditional
things that they don't even like to do.
Bro. You've seen our traditional dances, isn't it?
Yeah, man. So can you even do our traditional dance?
You know what? I'm not weird. I don't want to say
what is our traditional dance? I don't know.
Hold on.
What is our traditional dance?
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. That's why I'm going to speak in our language. My brother, what I say. So, do I know our traditional dance?
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to lie. The only videos I've seen as a videos is the videos where the woman, they're the ones dancing. So it dance some corner. Me more time I see the woman doing the dances more than the man.
Yeah, the woman dancing more than the man.
The woman dance. What I try to explain in my head, the headache.
Go headache me.
I'm saying I've seen women dancing like in the video more than. Seeing what the man's doing, because I know they're using the feet. You know, I don't even know where I'm going with it. Because you're just looking at me like, what's this brother,
what's going on?
But I think
I'm
just waffling here.
Yeah.
I've seen a bit of
our dance.
How we dance, because it's men and women dancing. That's the one.
Because it's not just the Zulu thing, even the Ndebele do, because Ndebele is actually came from the Zulu, from Zulu, from Shaka Zulu. Yeah. You know, so obviously I can't even do it, man. Like, but that is our dance, you know, our traditional dance, even like, you know, the Atauko, Amape, Chu, Nan Nan, you know. But obviously now, because everything is westernized, you can't be walking around the street wearing Amape, Chu, man. I don't know,
They take the mic out of you.
Yeah, bro. But, like,
but I think
as we've evolved as people.
Yeah, but around back home, I think it's normal.
Really?
It's kind of
walking around the street, Chama page.
Yeah, maybe someone might look at you and say Sangoma or something. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just saying, yeah, it's not too weird. You know, I used to do the weirdest thing, man.
Like what?
We used to scare kids. Even though I was a kid myself, I used to scare the kids coming from school.
Like how?
For example, right? Our cousin. So we used to dress in weird clothes and stand on the street and do like a scary dance moves before the kids even get too close.
But I've got like the last question, right? So from our conversation today, right, what is like kind of one thing that you learned or like you've kind of embraced that like kind of made you realize, you know, to learn who you are?
I think first of all, accepting who I am, like accepting where I'm from instead of hiding it. You know that one, there's people out there that say they're from SA, but really you're from Zim. Please just confirm. We don't want to dig deep. Just say you're Zim. But that's not shots fired, it's just facts. So I used to be that guy.
Yeah, he used to be one of them.
One of them. But technically I'm not lying because I was born in SA, right? But I'm still Zim, right? So I've got actual facts. Which some of you are born in Zimba, you put SA. I don't want to take shots.
With an SA flag on
a flag on Insta. Like, just accept who you are. Yeah, so that's the first thing. Accept who you are, accept where you come from.
One of the things that you've kind of learned from this convo today.
Yeah, embrace your culture
is
what I've learned from this topic.
Yeah.
So on that one, I actually want to thank you. for actually, you know, doing that, talking about this culture thing. It's very important. And I don't think any man can be a man if he doesn't accept who he is.
Yeah,
you know. But God says you have to be in denial of yourself, though. But that's is not in a man's world. Anyway, take it over, my brother.
For me, I think I just learned as we having this conversation, even our last conversation, that I think for me, the main thing is like, you know, I'm kind of getting closer to you. Mm. That's like, you know, one of the main things. But when it comes to like culture, I feel like I'm also learning. I'm also accepting who I am, because I never claim that I'm from South Africa. Like, I've always, like, you know,
no, I know that, because you've always been to be
Zim, you know.
Yeah,
and I feel like also this research that we've been doing, it kind of enabled me to accept my culture, like where I come from, who I am, you know, that, like, you know, the things that were happening when I was young, when I was thinking like, oh, what's going on here, it's actually the things that made us who we are as people. And also to like kind of embrace that, like, you know, all these, even though colonization happened, it didn't change who I am. Obviously, it might have, it destroyed my culture and everything that, like, you know, my people believed in. For me, like, it kind of, this whole journey that we are in is embrace, like making me embrace my, my debele, basically, like, you know, where I come from. You know, so I think with that one, I'm really happy that we are doing this. And
we're kind of trying to reclaim our culture.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
But with the part that, you know, it's kind of getting us closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, because we didn't grow up all the time together. Yeah, so I'm kind of learning your side and you're learning my side.
100%,
but, yeah, 100%. But we don't have, you know, all the answers.
No, we are, but still learning. Yeah, we're still trying to find the answers. We'll find someone else to help us as we go.
We're kind of answering the questions that kind of matter. Yeah. But if anyone's got more, you know, what's it called, questions to ask us.
And feedbacks as
please,
well.
Yeah, so, give us feedback.
And obviously, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like this video, share and subscribe to our video. And also follow us on Instagram at Culture and Curves Pod. And also check us out on TikTok. We just started posting on TikTok as well. So if you can follow us and send us a message if you've got any questions or any feedbacks that you want to give it to us.
Yeah.
And
please donate to www.godhelpus so I can get a ngung, a very African ngung culture.
Yeah, man. So it's been a pleasure. Me and my bro Drizzy.
Yeah, bro.
We'll see you again on another episode. And promise it's going to be a bang.
Yeah, man. Share, like, subscribe. You know, you already said this thing. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
Hey, stay blessed. God loves you out there.
Goodbye.
That's it. Goodbye.